brought to you by Penguin.
Tell Me an Ending by Joe Harkin. Read by Tanya Rodriguez. I, not remembering how I cried out then, will cry it o'er again. Shakespeare, The Tempest. Part 1. Noor. Just a few more questions, says Noor. Box ticking, and then we're all done. She remembers from her training years ago that she's supposed to give a reassuring smile at this point, to let the client sitting in front of her know that the difficult bit is over, that this is just a small matter of paperwork before they can begin their new happy life. Noor said to Louise at the time that the clients Noor forgets to smile at probably feel more reassured than the ones who receive a smile, see the forced nature of the smile, and start worrying what Noor might be hiding. But Louise said it didn't matter. Nobody expects it to look authentic, Louise said. You look like a competent professional doing a token smile, and that's perfect. That's all they want from you. Noor smiles at her client. Great, says the client. He rubs his face. His body softens into his chair. He's only about 30. His notes say he saw a man being sucked into a snowblower at a ski resort.
Good to know.
So, since your deletion procedure, have you experienced any insomnia, unexplained mood changes, symptoms of paranoia, hallucinations or visual disturbances, headaches, anxiety, depression?
No,
says the client.
Does that stuff often happen after a wipe?
After a removal, Noor says, because Nepenthe doesn't like the word wipe. They prefer targeted removal solution. Not that it matters. Slang is slang. They can't fight the tide. None of these are common after effects, she continues. In fact, incidences are far lower for our clients than for the general population.
Cool, says the guy. Well, I haven't had any of those.
And you say your PTSD symptoms have subsided?
Yep, all gone.
Well, that's certainly good news, she says. She stifles a small burp, apple-flavoured. It reminds her that the apple she ate for breakfast was a while ago. She wonders how long she's got until lunch. Noor is the head of the aftercare team. She doesn't usually conduct follow-up interviews personally, but she's doing a few to test out the new script. She's looking forward to the end of them. There are two kinds of clients at Nepenthe: self-informed and self-confidential. The self-informeds know that they've had a memory removed. The self-confidentials don't. Self-informed clients tend to be people who have witnessed terrible but relatively simple events, like snowblowing accidents. In most cases, these clients are content with knowing that they saw these things without being able to remember the thing itself. It's enough that the incident has become abstract. The self-informed clients usually arrive for their interview a month after their procedure, say they feel great, and leave. Even on the rare occasion that someone doesn't feel great, they're usually civilized about it. Before Noor started working at Nepenthe, she thought that she'd be facing a lot of chair-smashing, desk-tipping, door-punching. But in fact, the clients are almost uniformly well-behaved.
It's because we're messing with their brains, Louise says.
Makes people very polite. Noor never meets any of the self-confidentials. Their procedures take place at night, and nobody interviews them afterwards, obviously.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?